Well, hello, hello. This is Erica Sandberg, Adventures with Money, and I am so glad that you are here with me today because I have an amazing guest. As usual, I always have amazing guests. And I'm going to introduce him in just a moment, but I want to start out by talking about how difficult it can be to get your financial concerns in great order and that you can sleep well at night, you can be excited about life, you can do all the things that you want to do, and how do you do that when you feel like everything is kind of going wrong? Maybe your job is unstable, maybe your spouse charged too much on the credit cards and you're deep in debt again. Something is happening, and it's very, very distressing. How on earth do you do what I'm going to say right now, because it's going to be a great introduction to my guest? How do you celebrate life? How do you have this fulfilling, wonderful existence when everything is going wrong? On that note, this is who I'm talking to today. His name is Marcello Petalino. Now, Marcello is a really fascinating guy, as you will find out in just a moment. He is a three-time National DJ Entertainer of the Year. Love DJs. My niece is a DJ in L.A. She's trying so hard to make it. And, boy, you got to love 22-year-olds. They get out there. He is also a lifestyle consultant. And this is really key because you need to – sometimes you just need to reach out. You really do. You need to figure out, like, okay, who's making it? How are they doing it and I'm not? And how can they help me? He's also author of this really amazing inspirational book. And, oh, trust me, there are so many inspirational books on the market. This one is really good. It's called Celebrate Life, How to Live It Up, Discover Fulfillment, and Experience the Joy That You Deserve. So as a lifestyle consultant, he advises individuals, groups, organizations, pretty much everybody on how to enhance their current everything, their fitness, their style, their overall wellness, money. He's also the executive director of MMP Entertainment and Event Production. So like stars, shine on this guy. He just does everything. So Marcello has also achieved astounding personal and professional success. So he's not just somebody who talks. He's walking it. He knows. He's as a celebrity in the exclusive private events and entertainment industry, he outlines all this his personal formula for achieving fulfillment and designing this amazing life that you really want. That's what I do too. So it's perfect, right? We're a perfect match. Let's get into Marcello, who he is, what he does, how you can also benefit from what Marcello does suggest. Welcome, Marcello Petalino, to the show.
Wow, Erica, that might be the champion introduction ever in the history of introductions for radio talk show podcasts. Unbelievable. Thank you so much for making me feel so welcome.
Oh, my pleasure. Hey, you know, maybe one day I'll be an MC and I'll be out there and I'll be, you know, getting up and introducing guests live because it does make me so excited. And, you know, people who know me, they know as soon as I get excited, I kind of stand up. And here I am and I'm standing up. So
I think you should tag team with your niece and let her be the DJ. You can be the MC. That's a great combo.
I'll get out to New York, which is where you are. I think you're in New York,
yep.
Right?
Yep. New York, New Jersey. Yep.
Woohoo! I'm from New Jersey too. Jersey girl.
Really? Where are you from originally? I thought it was San Francisco.
I've been living in San Francisco for a long time. Actually, I got here in '88. And I was born and raised in New Jersey in Westfield.
Westfield, yeah, I know exactly where I'm from. Bergen County. That's why we're so close to the city, and that's why I think a lot of my demographic, clientele came from, as far as who we cater to, and kind of being in this awesome location. But I tell you what, coast to coast, San Francisco, New York, I think we got it covered.
We have it covered.
Blessed to be in some great locations to grow up in, that's for sure.
Oh, yeah. So tell me, okay, so we started, yes, you are in the East Coast, but what is your background and how did you get started?
Well, 25 years now in the live events and entertainment production industry. I was raised by some really awesome parents. They made sure that hard work, hospitality, and having fun were a daily priority. So, in short, I sold candy in high school, raised a bunch of money to buy a pretty good sound system. I DJed my first wedding at 16. I just loved making people feel good, helping them have a day that they would never forget. And then at 20, 30, and 40 years old, it was still as much fun. I loved it so much, the same. So I just continued. Then my sister and I were always into sports, being active, so staying healthy just felt natural. Then the trademark came of, celebrate life, the slogan. It just grew into a lifestyle. It evolved into this lifestyle that all types of people just connected with. So I finally wrote the book, and here we are. I'm talking to Erica Sandberg on, it's
Adventures
awesome.
With Money. And
yes,
it does fit,
yes.
Doesn't it? We've got the Adventures with Money. We've got Celebrate Life. And, if you just kind of think about that, where do you think – how does that fit? Because when you sit down and you think about your finances, and you can feel, everybody can feel like, I'm not making it. This is scary. What can I do? And then you turn around and you say, celebrate life, how to live it up, how to discover fulfillment, all of that. Where does that fit, do you think?
You have to put the cart before the horse. You shouldn't put the cart before the horse, because you kind of alluded to it in your introduction that the way I describe it is, as an entertainer, if you don't look good, you won't feel good. And if you won't feel good, you won't perform well. And if you don't perform well, then you'll be out of business. So I think it's similar for your personal finances. If your personal finances are not where they need to be, then you're just, it's like trying to breathe with a heavy blanket on you. It's almost, you're it's just not going to work. So I think you have to get yourself right first. You have to invest actually in yourself, which is your health and well-being. And once you do that, then you're able to make all these other really smart decisions that all the really smart folks like yourself and the other professionals in the investment industry and financial industry give you. But I really think that until you make yourself until you're in a great frame of mind, physically, mentally, spiritually, it doesn't really matter what advice you get, because you won't be ready to take it.
Oh, I absolutely agree. So,
yeah.
Well, let's paint a picture, okay? Mm-hmm. Let's say that we have somebody, and I know with my listeners, we've got a lot of somebodies out there who fit into this picture, mm-hmm. who their financial situation is really tenuous. Maybe it's just in really bad shape, and they want to turn everything around, right? So everybody out there, I know who you are. You want to turn it all around, but you do feel like you've got that heavy blanket on. You feel like you can't breathe. You feel like you can't, that there is very, very little reason to smile, much less laugh, much less get out there and enjoy your life. So, yes, you do have to secure your finances. You've got to get that job. You've got to pay off your bills and all. But you also need to you need to smile, because if you don't, it's just not going to happen. You're just not going to have the energy to do it. So, do you have any tips on how you can still celebrate life while you are feeling like everything is just broken? You're financially broken.
Sure, and there's no way to sweet talk it. It's going to be hard. It's going to be really difficult. And it's like, you can't just flip the switch and say, okay, hey, I'm going to start working out and eating better, and all my financial problems will go away. Or, you know what I'm saying, right? What you have to do, I think, is sit down and just be real. And that's where your circle of influence comes in. And that's, the second chapter of the book is, you are who you surround yourself with. If you can hang around with people that are smarter than you financially, first of all, and then two, are going to be encouraging but realistic. They wouldn't just say, "Hey, go watch this DVD called The Secret," or go on demand. I guess that's the cool thing, Go watch The Secret on demand, and you'll be fine. Just wish everything that you want, and it'll just come to you. I don't believe in that. Period. But if you can get people who can say, "Hey, life's pretty tough for you right now, and guess what? You're the only person to blame for that because you put yourself in this position." Now that we got that out of the way, here's something that we can do to make your life a little bit easier. We're gonna do some baby steps here. And you know, and I'm sure you've mentioned all of the things that you do to get yourself out of debt. But you need to be around people like that who are practical, they're pragmatic. They're not going to be just Band-Aid kind of people. Oh, hey, just have a salad today and you're going to be just fine. You know, all your worries will go away. No, it's a really tough position to be in. I've never been, you know, to that extreme, but I do know that the people that I hung around with helped me get through some pretty tough spots in my life. And if I didn't have them in my life, including a great family, I probably would still be in those positions perhaps. I don't know. But I think it's a common misconception that it's going to be easy. And unfortunately, people who think, I'm ready to get out of debt or I'm ready to make better financial decisions, I think it's a common misunderstanding that you can do it by yourself. I think it has everything to do with your cheerleading squad, your companion, your significant other, your circle of influence. And, of course, what do you think?
Well, I think this is really interesting because you've touched on two sort of separate issues that are key. One, as you say, is to surround yourself with really positive, good people. I was just talking with a friend of mine the other day and about how when we were growing up as kids, you know, you're sort of in this cauldron of kids in your high school or your college or whatever, and there's going to be some people in your life that you're stuck with who are negative forces. They're going to suck you down. But as you grow up, you start realizing, hey, I get to cut these people out. I make the decision to whether or not I want to keep these people in my life. And it can be sad. It can be like, wow, you know, I'm maybe abandoning somebody. But the fact is, there are going to be some people who are really not good influences, and that includes financial, where they are going to be a drain. They're not positive. They're not willing to work. They're not whatever the case may be. But make that decision to surround yourself with people who are going to
right.
be good for you financially and just in general life. So that's definitely one, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I just came back from a speaking engagement out in Dallas, and I use that specific example of, you know, take a look at who you're hanging around with. If you're hanging around with people that are going out to eat more than they should, and they go out at night, they stay up later than they should, but knowing they have to get up early, and you're feeling tired, sluggish, and you're overweight, you might have your answer because you're hanging around with people that may not necessarily be the best circle of influence for you, in your world. So I think there's there's a very simple cause and effect when it comes to your financial health.
Could not agree more.
To that of your mental and spiritual health and physical health as well.
Well, the other point that you were making is it's not going to be easy. Be okay with that, everybody. You got bragging rights when you have done something that's really difficult, whether it's to get that job that you're looking for or to climb out of debt. It's going to be hard. You're going to have to be okay with that. It's horrible while you're doing it. There's no doubt about it. It can be rough. There's going to be tears, and you know, falling asleep at night may be tough. But
yeah.
you will emerge. You will. People do emerge. They do it. It's like, you know, there's that cliche. Of course, it's like a marathon. You know, it is though. And when you're done, and when you cross the finish line, you're going to look back and say, yeah, it was pretty awful, but I did it. I did it.
Yeah.
And That's an amazing experience. I am speaking with the amazing Marcello Petalino, who is a 3-time National DJ Entertainer of the Year, author of the inspirational book, Celebrate Life, How to Live It Up, Discover Fulfillment, and Experience the Joy That You Do Deserve. I really recommend it. So let's go into the book. What hit you? What said, okay, I've got to write this?
Well, a lot of good people went above and beyond over the years to show me the way. So this was one way that I could pay it forward. And then two, I dedicated the book to my daughter, Isabella. She's 7. And I said to myself, if I ever die too soon, which we all know can happen, I would want to make sure this guarantees that Isabella will be able to learn every life lesson that I would have ever wanted to teach her. So I wrote the book.
Wow, that pretty much sums it up.
Now, since then, it's, as I mentioned earlier, it's connected with a lot of people. Now, I thought it would, meaning there's, you know, on social media, I have people that follow me. I don't have many, but the ones that do, we're kind of this core group of people who just want to make the most of this journey, you know, we call life. So the ones who read it said, hey, yeah, this was a nice kick in the butt for this, this, and this. And it really covers about seven kind of key topics, in my opinion, of what it takes to be healthy and happy. And so the bonus now is I'm learning that people, in addition to the reasons why I wrote the book, it's also becoming this just a feel-good thing because people are getting a lot of great stuff out of it. So it's just a really great experience. The whole, you know, just some great stuff that's coming from it. Now, I wouldn't be talking to you here today had I not wrote the book. So I love to travel. I love to meet new great people. And when I saw your videos online, I'm like, wow, you know, I would love to speak and meet this, you know, Erica Sandberg. She sounds great. And here we are. And so it's kind of cool. If you write a book, you get to meet some cool people. So that was the third, you know, unintended benefit.
Well, okay. Thank you for looking at my videos. I love it. I love talking to people about their money and their lifestyle and getting them in a better position, but not everybody is prepared. I mean, not everybody is even open. And that drives me crazy sometimes. I just kind of chill about that. You know, they're not ready. They're maybe just feeling way too pessimistic. And look, you can't change somebody unless they're open to change. And hopefully, you know, my fingers are always crossed. Well, you know, maybe not today, but probably tomorrow or maybe the next day. So can you talk to me about, you know how I feel about living an adventurous life. And it doesn't take, you don't have to have a lot of money. In fact, you don't even have to have any money. Adventure is inside your head. It's how you feel. But there is a financial aspect to it in a way where you want to do what you want to do and how you can get there. So how do you feel, what is your opinion on how people can live their best lives, no matter where they are at this moment? How do you think people can prepare for that, for getting into that mode?
Things. Sure, I think there's a few things. Some of the best advice I got a long time ago was simple adjustments that you can make no matter where you are in life financially. If you're, let's say you want to do some more, let's say you are financially responsible. Let's say you're doing everything right. Okay, you're, you know, maybe your only house debt or your only debt is your house or something, which I think is a pretty good position for a lot of people, meaning no credit card debt, no student loans anymore. You just have the house that you're, you know, your mortgage. You did everything right. You know, you don't go out to dinner as much as you used to. You're being smart. But you want to go take a trip to Japan or Thailand, I think you say in your intro. Now, you may not be able to. I think, again, just being realistic about it, you may not be able to buy this car that you want or this new bike that you want or go on this trip. You may have to wait a year or so, but you can accelerate that. How? Well, you may have to uproot. And what I mean by that is you may have to go live in a smaller house or go rent a smaller space. You may have to, you know, if you're driving a car, maybe go drive a car that's older, an older model. And it's funny, you'll still be able to drive places. You'll still be able to live and take a shower and go to the bathroom and watch TV or whatever it is that you do at your house. But it's just going to be in a different location, and you're going to be getting around differently. But guess what? You'll be saving upwards of – I know people that are saving upwards of $800 a month because they're driving a different car and living in a different house. So right there, you add that up, you know, 8 times 12, you're the math person, not me. That's a good chunk of change.
Absolutely.
And I think that's where you start. And then my suggestion is always for people to travel. So take some of that money and travel. My favorite place happens to be Costa Rica. I go every year for the month of January. It's my sabbatical. Beautiful people. But it doesn't have to be Costa Rica. Wherever your destination is, I just recommend, look, you need to travel outside your zip code, travel outside the country if possible, travel outside your comfort zone, see how other people live, learn from their cultures. Because what I learned from other people's cultures from a financial standpoint is you can make half as much money, but you can be twice as happy.
Well, I could not agree more. So for listeners, can you jot that down? Everybody, I want you to jot that down. Travel outside your comfort zone. Travel outside your zip code. Get out. It will help you. And it doesn't have to cost a lot of money. And I love the fact, by the way, Marcello, that you did mention Costa Rica. Went there a couple years ago. Absolutely loved it. It was an eye-opening experience. But, you know, everyone's going to have their own place. The more you see, the more you want to see. And it is what life is all about. Now, not everybody loves travel and is going to do that. But if you think about what makes your heart race and about what makes you want to get up in the morning and about, and it could be, hey, the choice is yours, you know, about what that may be. But please, I implore you, open yourself up. And yes, make it so that you do. There is a little bit of sweat involved. That there is something you're like, oh gosh, is this right? You know, you got to question yourself. Playing it safe is not the way to go. Not all the time, anyway. So don't always play it safe.
Yeah, you know,
I am speaking to the amazing author Marcello Petalino. He wrote this great book called Live It Up: Discover Fulfillment and Experience the Joy You Deserve. So let's keep going, Marcello. You love to travel. I love to travel. Living life in a very fulfilling way. What other things can people do to really enjoy their lives, no matter where they are, financially, where they are emotionally? What can they do to put a little jolt into their existence?
You know, I always go back to simple things. You know, basically, your question is kind of, you know, undressed as, hey, you know, what can you do to feel good about yourself?
Yeah.
And I always say, if you want to feel good about yourself, be good to other people. So that's where the whole pay it forward, I think, movement came from. And I know the example I gave at the last speaking engagement was, you know, we all know someone, probably, unfortunately, we all know someone or a family who's been, you know, affected by cancer in some way. Mm-hmm. So how do you turn that into a positive? Is it possible? Of course it is. You know, go give them a call. Offer to go mow their lawn, to go wash their car, to make them dinner, to babysit the kids, whatever it is. Even just offer to give them a call and listen. Sometimes people just want someone that will listen to them. And by doing that, I think you'll be surprised at how good that makes you feel. So it's this wonderful thing. Actually, it's kind of selfish. You're not doing it for those selfish reasons. But ultimately, if you go do something good, you're going to get the benefit of it. It's something that money can't buy. You can't invest in that kind of happiness and that kind of fulfillment. So I always suggest, and it doesn't cost you anything. It really doesn't. It's your energy. So I usually say, you know, start there. And then even on a more simple note, you know, a buddy of mine, his son was his son died in a tragic accident last year, but they didn't give up. They rallied, and what they did on the 24th of each month, which is the anniversary of his son's death, they created this movement called the Kindness for Christopher. And so on the 24th of every month, just be kind. Just be kind. And that's like, you know, holding the door open for somebody, buying a cheap cup of coffee for somebody behind you. You know, my family and I, what we do is, you know, we'll walk around our neighborhood with a little trash bag and we'll just pick up some trash. And this way we're teaching, you know, Isabella about respecting Mother Nature, and we're getting some exercise and some fresh air, and we're, you know, we high five at the end as a big team. So, you know, that makes me fulfilled. That makes me feel good because, you know, we're doing something good. So, you know, when people say, hey, how do you get fulfilled? It's not like, well, don't, you know, go get a massage. Don't. It's really not about that per se. Those are all kind of bonuses that you can earn, I think, when money's where it needs to be. And but there's some things you can do that really don't cost anything. You can.
I couldn't agree more. And I want to offer another example, a personal one, which is everybody who knows me knows that I am what I'm going to have to call myself, the faceless fool. You know, you know, I have no religious affiliation, but I have a very good friend who sings in the choir of place called Glide Memorial Church, which is here in San Francisco. It's very famous. And it's in the Tenderloin, which is in this horrible neighborhood just filled with incredible sadness. You know, it's extremely poor and extremely disturbing. There's, you know, if you want to see what Calcutta looks, I always feel like, you know, it's probably the Tenderloin is not too far away from it.
Wow.
So this church was great, and I wanted to hear my friend sing, so I went to go hear him. And you don't have to have faith in order to have faith. I walked away, and I left that place, and I went through the streets, and I looked around, and I absolutely felt very grateful. But not just grateful, like, wow, phew, thank goodness I'm not in that position. It was just grateful to be alive, grateful to be there, grateful for my friends. And I looked around and I thought, well, something, it's what's free to do to make me, yes, to make me feel good, but is to say good morning. It was 9:30 in the morning. I'm walking through this place and there's bodies littered around, you know, some intoxicated, some just sleeping off from the night before. Who knows what's going on? And I just kind of went home saying, good morning, good morning. And I cannot even tell you what that did for me, and hopefully what it did to other people, just to hear, hey, good morning. It was a very odd but amazingly wonderful experience. Mm-hmm. You know, we'll see how long that lasts, but that's what it reminded me of, is, you know, it was, I don't know, just felt nice to do for me, felt nice to do for them, put me in a really good frame of mind. What do you think about that?
Yeah, I agree 100%. You know, I think the simple things can sometimes mean the most. So I think that's a wonderful thing that you did. I know you're not looking for kudos. But,
no.
What's fascinating to me is, you know, there's also the, like, again, I mentioned like the selfish part of it. And, you know, the reality is it's also very selfless, too, because in a situation like yours in particular, you'll never know if there's a payoff, or you'll never know which one of those people you actually connected with. And I think it's very possible, because, you know, that's just, to me, you know, nature and nurture, and one of those people who you interacted with and had a simple, beautiful smile and a hello and a good morning. One of them just may have said to themselves, you know what, there is someone. There is still good in this world,
yeah,
if they had given up. Because a lot of people are really, it's sad, but there are a lot of people who have given up, and it's not easy when you're in that spot. Talk about not having a good group of people, to a good circle of influence. They've got nobody out there. So I think, who knows, I'd like to think the way I like to have faith, and I agree with you that you don't have to be faithful, I guess, to have faith, that sort of thing. That someone who you interacted with that day, someone who you made eye contact with that day, they were affected by it, and 3 years from now, they're going to be in a much different and a better place, and maybe still alive because of that. So that's cool. I love it.
Yay. Okay. Well, I want to thank you so much for joining me today, Marcello. Not every show, I think, leaves me with this sense of incredible optimism, and I do have it right now, and I hope all my listeners do have it. Thank you so much for joining me, everybody. Marcello, can you just give me a quick rundown on how people can reach out to you, get your book, just contact you? What's the best place?
Sure. The easiest way, Erica, is for them to visit celebratelifebook.com.
Fantastic. So get out there, celebrate life, everybody, because it is an adventure. Make an adventure and make it wonderful. In a very, you could do it as shallow as you want or as deep as you want, but get out and do it. Thanks
Amen
for joining
that.
Me. Until next time, this is Erica Sandberg, Adventures with Money.